Welcome back, UFO effers and freaky fandomites, to another episode of the Fortress of Fandom podcast. The podcast where tonight two guys sit around and talk about nerdy stuff. I'm Garrett, and I am joined once again by that guy, Ralph. Say hello, Ralph.
Hey, what's up?
What you been doing, man? It's been a while since we've been
here. Man, work. Just been busy. Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. It's the killer. It's the killer.
Pretty much. I had to take a break from the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it on postpone for now, until things get a little more smoother on my end. But I mean, I ain't give up completely. It's just more like I got to take a break.
Yeah, I feel you.
I felt bad, like I was like, you know, dishing them out like back left to right, and then I kind of just like died out. So I said, you know what, just give me some time, focus on me for a little bit, and get back to it when I'm ready.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Can't burn yourself out. Yeah, we took a little hiatus over the holidays. I don't think we did much of anything during December, so it's all good, man. But we're back at it. It's a new year. Got a lot of new movies coming out. We're gonna be talking about. I wasn't sure about the end of last year had some big titles, you know, specifically Star Wars and some other stuff at the end of the year that kind of blocked my view for 2020.
A cluster of just films that either got overshadowed, like the literal ones, or were too big and kind of just all within a span of like 2 weeks from each other, then the Christmas season, and I get it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 2019 was pretty big for movies, phase three of Marvel, and also wrapping up the Skywalker saga for good. So it's a pretty big year for movies. And there's a lot of other good movies in between those two big ones that hit. Joker was way good. still reeling over how great that movie was. Really good movies for 2019. And so it kind of blocks my view for 2020, but going through the list of upcoming movies, there's a lot that I kind of forgot about, or just, you know, like I said, I was too focused on the other big stuff in 2019 that I didn't realize some of these big ones coming out this year. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to cover first 3 months of the year, January, February, March, because there's quite a few. Some of them are, you know, obviously bigger than others, but we'll just cover the first 3 months. Keep it simple. So it's the 15th we're recording this. So we've already got two weekends out of the way already. I've already happened. First weekend, on the 3rd, the Grudge remake was released. Did you have any interest in seeing this? I don't know. Did you see it, or did you have it? Did you want to see it, or did it appeal to you at all? Or
not really. I didn't like the first Grudge, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It seemed too, like, I don't know, like played out, typical type thing, and I didn't really feel it. Like, everybody loved it, but I just like, I'm not really feeling this movie. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
So the remake just didn't catch my eye. The only thing that caught my eye was Harold was in it, right?
I think Harold. Oh, yeah.
I forgot his name. Cho, but
yeah.
I just know him as Harold.
Yeah, I don't have the thing under up in front of me, but yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's he plays Sulu in the Star Trek movies, the J.J. Abrams ones anyway. Didn't do great. Didn't do hot. Had a budget of $10 million. Domestic opening was only $11.4 million. So it didn't do too great. Right now, it's currently sitting at $29.5 million, almost $6 million worldwide. So definitely not hot. The reviews that I read, or I didn't really read any reviews, but the Metascores and the Rotten Tomatoes and all that stuff, they weren't high at all. Critic score or fan scores weren't really high. So I'll probably give it a watch, just because I was a fan. I was a fan of the originals, Sarah Michelle Gellar. But yeah, definitely wait for it to come to some streaming site in the future to pick up this one. This last weekend also kind of had a bit of a, well, not really a doozy. I just haven't seen very good reviews on it either, but Like a Boss, the female led comedy with Salma, I can't ever pronounce her name. Salma Hayek. Hayek, that's what it is. And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
It looks funny. I mean, it's one of those movies that it's not gonna be like a real big crash grab. It's just gonna do its, you know, it's probably gonna make profit.
Yeah,
regardless, because they got big names.
Yeah,
like Tiffany Haddish right now is like killing the scene. As far as comedy movies goes, she's funny, you know, so I watch it because Salma Hayek's in it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, visually, she's a nice looking woman. I mean,
I won't lie with you.
I enjoy Tiffany Haddish. Yeah, I saw a couple, when movies come out, you know, how they start doing like different interviews and, you know, late night shows, appearances, or whatever.
Yeah.
And Tiffany Haddish was promoting Like a Boss. And she actually just had a bat mitzvah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was saying that Jimmy Kimmel went and a couple other, like, whole bunch of, like, celebrity names went, you know, Jewish folks. And it was pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. This one so far hasn't done well at all. Budget was $29 million. Opening weekend, it only domestic only made $10 million. So far worldwide, it's only sitting at 12, almost $13 million. So hopefully they at least make their money back in the next couple weeks.
The release is a bad time.
Yeah.
Anything after the holidays is always like a.
Yeah, hard. Right after the holidays, it's not a good move. I don't know. Like I said, hopefully it turns around. The trailers did look funny, and I hope that they didn't. You know, it's not one of those things where they put all the funny parts in the trailer, and then everything you've seen everything by the time you go see the movie.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's never fun. So hopefully that turns around. I hate to see any movie, you know, fail. especially with big names, like you said. But we'll see. See what happens. Might be something else that I'm gonna probably wait to stream somewhere. But next weekend, this upcoming weekend, I should say, we've got a doubleheader. So on these, I don't know if you've done movie, like upcoming movie predictions with me or not, but I typically like to, we'll go over both of them, and then we will kind of decide on these doubleheaders, which one, if we were to go see one, which one we would see over the other one.
And which one would probably make the most money?
Which one would probably make the most money over that weekend.
Okay, and what are the options?
The two options are Bad Boys for Life, the third one in the Bad Boy trilogy, series with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. So got that one. Trailers looked pretty funny. Typical Bad Boy stuff. It's kind of like the other movies. Only it seemed like they were throwing in a little bit more, some old man jokes with Martin Lawrence and stuff, which I guess, given the time space between the two movies, the last one and this one, it kind of makes sense. I hope they don't overdo it. That's Bad Boys for Life. And then the next one is Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr.
Bad Boys.
You thinking Bad Boys?
Yeah. Doolittle got a chance. I don't care if it's Rob Down Jr. who definitely had a chance.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm probably gonna go with Doolittle just because he's got Robert Downey Jr. just came off of being Iron Man. He's everybody knows who Robert Downey Jr. is, and it's Disney. And Disney, you really can't go wrong with Disney. Disney's never gonna fail. Right,
what I was watching, right? It popped up on my timeline, I think earlier today. The Rotten Tomatoes early reviews came out, and so far Doolittle's like 17%.
Really?
Yeah. And then the promotion for Doolittle's been, they've been doing little. Like, they haven't done much at all. And the hype with Bad Boys is crazy. Because everybody's been waiting for the third one to come out. Will Smith has a huge following, just him by himself.
True.
And he's been promoting this movie since it got announced that the script was being made.
Yeah.
And I think when he first came on the social media scene, he had one of the biggest like upsets in like YouTube channels and Instagram accounts. He's just been blowing the scene.
Yeah.
And the city of Miami alone is going to go see Bad Boys. Because that's where the movie takes place. They even gave him a key to the city. Really? Neither Martin Lawrence or Will Smith are from Miami.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just because they were in Bad Boys. So I think that movie's going to rack up the big bucks. I don't think it's going to do like crazy numbers, but it's going to have a nice opening.
I think it will too. I think they'll both do really well. I think this weekend's going to be big for movies in general between the two of them. But you also got to take into consideration rated R movies typically don't do as well as other movies at the box office. I mean, there are certain, obviously some upsets, like Joker and Deadpool and some of those other ones, and maybe Bad Boys will be one of those too. But my money's still going to be on Doolittle. That's not saying that I would watch Doolittle. If I get to go to the movies this weekend, I would probably go see Bad Boys. But I'm just thinking money wise, Doolittle might do a little better. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting to watch. Next weekend, we've got, we've got Gretel and Hansel with Sophia Lillis from, I think she's the one from, Sophia Lillis she played young Bev from the It chapters 2, 1, and 2. The trailers looked all right. Have you seen the trailers for this one?
I have. I think when I went to go see It, I think it came on. Uh-huh. And another movie, I think it was Dr. Sleep. I think I saw it. But it looks good. Not really excited for it. I don't know if I'll probably watch it like when it comes on DVD or like bootleg it, but it looks okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I I'm kind of the same way. It looked all right. If I've got time, maybe I'll go see it in theater. But
what studio made that movie? Do you know?
Let me see if we can find it. Company credits. Production company Automatic, Orion Pictures, Braun Studios.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Not really big ones. Braun Creative Wealth Media Finance and Wild Atlantic Pictures are the production companies. Some other small ones that I've never heard of. Kind of on the background. United Artist Releasing is the distributors, as well as GEM Entertainment, Encore Films. So not huge production companies, but some that I've definitely heard of. So
yeah, the Orion Pictures, they did, I think it says Child's Play.
Oh, did they do that one? Land.
See, I thought it was, at first, it was was A20, I think it's called.
Okay.
The one that did the Uncut Gems.
Okay.
And they did Hereditary. I don't know if you saw Hereditary.
I did see Hereditary.
Yeah. I mean, I liked Hereditary a lot, actually. Like, it caught me off guard. But that's the kind of feel that the Hansel and Gretel movie mm-hmm. is giving me.
Yeah.
Like a different vibe.
Yeah, not your typical.
Yeah.
Horror movie. Yeah.
And these days, you got to be very, it's horror films is very hard because everything's pretty much been done.
Yeah. Yeah, so as far as the gore and slasher stuff goes, yeah, everything, seeing everybody be, you know, killed in any way you can think.
Yeah, this movie's taking the two concepts that's big today, like horror films and remakes or stories being retold and putting it in its own twist. And I looks good. Like, actually, now I'm talking about it, I'm like having myself up to want to watch it more.
Yeah. So Orion's actually done, they've backed a few good movies. So Gretel and Hansel, Pulp Fiction, they're behind Bill and Ted Face the Music. Let's see, Silence of the Lambs, Terminator, the original one.
Oh, nice.
So some big Child's Play, the remake of Child's Play. So
yeah, I saw that too, by the way.
I did too. I really liked it.
I did. I remember when we was on the podcast when it first came out. You were telling me I should watch it, and I checked it out. It was really good.
It's pretty good. I really enjoyed it. Thought it was really well done. But yeah, so I might go see it. Like I said, if I have some extra time on the 31st, go check it out. I might go see Gretel and Hansel. Sophia Lillis was really good in it. I mean, she kind of stole some of the scenes from the younger kids. So I think she'll do really good. But yeah, that takes care of January, or February. First weekend in February on the 7th, we've got Birds of Prey. Other than Bad
Boys,
that movie
has me on the fence by a lot of bit. Like, I think it's gonna be good, like bank wise, like it's gonna make some good money.
Yeah.
Because even though Suicide Squad didn't have good reviews the way like all the other films did,
yeah,
it still had a big following.
Yeah, I liked that movie. I liked it.
I did too. I thought it was cool.
It was, I mean, it was a good popcorn flick. It wasn't, anything, that you had to sit down and think about. I don't think that I really, I mean, for a Suicide Squad movie and like a Birds of Prey movie, I'm not really expecting to sit down and think much about the plot and, you know, certain aspects of the movie. I want action. I want quips. I want, you know, explosions. I want, that's, you know, basically, that's basically what I want out of the movie. So I'm from the looks of the trailers of Birds of Prey, we're probably going to get a lot more of that. Now, I did hear that, you know, I've heard certain things that they are going kind of in a different direction than Suicide Squad with this one, which is okay too.
I mean, it has a different feel than what Suicide Squad did.
Yeah.
But the only thing that looks the same is pretty much just Harley Quinn being in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be good.
I'm on the fence. Like, they I saw the last trailer. I don't know. Like, I'm really on the fence about it.
I'm probably going to go see it. I don't know. I'm probably going to go watch it just because it's a comic book movie. I try to support those as best I can. So, true. Plus Ewan McGregor's in. I'm really excited to see what they do with Ewan McGregor and him being Black Mask. I was really pretty excited about that casting choice. I hope that somehow they can wrap him into the bigger DCEU. And when they get all that figured out, I think it'd be pretty cool.
That's one thing about this movie. I have the hopes to see Batman, Ben Affleck, one more time. Just one more time. Just like a small cameo.
Just a cameo, like an after credit scene, just something.
Something, just to like give me a smile on my face.
Yeah, for real. That's, I don't know, we can only hope. Oh, Victor Zsasz is in this. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. I think he was one of the first characters that was casted.
I guess I missed that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check this one out. Like you said, it had some pretty good trailers, pretty good things happening in those trailers. I'm pretty excited about it. So I'll probably most definitely be checking it out on the 7th. Let's see. Next weekend, we've got another doubleheader. We've got Sonic the Hedgehog, which I'm more excited about now after the redo of the trailer.
Design.
Yeah. Nobody was happy about that original design. Like, there was no one interested in that concept. That was just horrible. Whoever okayed that to begin with should just be, you know, booted. But the redesign definitely looks better. Jim Carrey is a big pull to this movie, I think.
And it being the whole redesign of Sonic alone, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I went from a 0 to 100 pretty quick, after they put out that second trailer.
I wasn't like completely like bummed out by the trailer, the first one.
Yeah.
I hated the design. It looked weird, creepy. But the movie looked good. Like, I remember seeing the trailer and I was like, oh, this looks good. Why does it look like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was weird. It was like having like your best player in a horrible team. You know, like, you see so much potential when you're like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was just, yeah. But the redesign was great. I'm actually really excited for that movie, actually. That comes out on the 14th, right?
14th, yep.
Okay. And what's the other one you said? Gets two of them, right?
The second one is it's a remake, but like, I didn't know this was coming out. This one, I don't know how I feel about this one, because it seems like it's kind of flown under the radar, but it's a remake of the old 70s show Fantasy Island. Do you ever watch that? Like, remakes or reruns of that show?
No, I know you're talking about with Tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched it. I know you're talking about. I mean, I'm 26.
I'm not that old either. I just I remember watching reruns on it. You know, I'd go visit my grandma and she'd have TV Land on at night, and it'd be on. You know, I'd get stuck watching it with her. So I've only seen a few episodes, just enough to get the idea of what it's about. But this one, this remake, Fantasy Island, is it's a whole different ballgame. It's not the happy-go-lucky show that you're, you know, that was back in the 70s. This is going to be, this is a horror movie, but it has some pretty big names in it, considering. Maggie Q is in it, Lucy Hale, Michael Pena, Kim Cotes, so there's some pretty good names attached to this. Trailer looked interesting, and it's only PG-13. It's not a full R horror movie, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this goes up against Sonic the Hedgehog. I think Sonic the Hedgehog will take it. Fantasy Island is not a hard, it's not an R-rated movie. So, I mean, I could go up against Sonic the Hedgehog, but I think Sonic's going to take it just for, you know, families going to a movie that weekend, they're going to go see Sonic the Hedgehog, obviously.
Yeah. I think the Fantasy Island did, like, get flown under the radar.
It did.
So that alone, I think it's a, because I don't remember hearing anything about it, like, at all.
No. No, not at all. Like I said, I just barely found out about this the other day. So they haven't really put any promotion in this at all that I've seen. Sonic the Hedgehog is definitely going to take it that weekend, but I would expect, I kind of expect Fantasy Island to do fairly well. We'll see. Next weekend, got another doubleheader. First movie we've got is The Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford, a Disney movie, remake, obviously, of the, I think there's an old, it's a book, but then I think there's an older TV series, and there was a old 70s movie of, with Charlton Heston. Again, falling under the remake category, Disney's kind of doing a bunch of those lately. The second one movie coming out that weekend on the 21st of February is The Boy 2. Did you watch the first installment of The Boy?
I did, actually. Me and a bunch of friends, like my girl and a bunch of friends apart, we saw the movie. It was cool. It was different. You had you thinking one thing, and then out of nowhere, it was just like, fuck is going on? Yeah. His name's Brahms, right?
Yeah,
Brahms. Yeah. So anytime he was a strong motherfucker. Like Brahms was knocking walls down and shit. I don't think it needed a sequel though.
I didn't really need a sequel. This one was another one that has flown under the radar. I didn't know anything about it. And I say they fly under the radar, but I've like I said, I really hadn't been paying much attention to movies coming out in 2020. So it could have, I could have seen a trailer and not even paid attention. Katie Holmes is in this one. Instead of Maggie from The Walking Dead. And basically, it looks like, well, the synopsis, after a family moves into the Hillshire Mansion, their young son soon makes friend with a lifelike doll called Brahms. So, yeah, kind of expect the same thing from the first movie, except with the family. So, this weekend, probably going to be obvious. Call of the Wild probably will take it. Harrison Ford's a pretty big name, working with Disney on this remake. So I kind of expect it to do quite a bit better than The Boy 2. What you think? You got two horror movies lined up, one weekend after the other. You think any of them are going to do very well in February?
When does the Fantasy Island come out?
Fantasy Island comes out the 14th. The Boy 2 comes out the 21st. And I guess before you answer this question, we should move on to the next weekend. Because there's another, okay. as I look at my list, there's another horror movie coming out. So this one is another remake of sorts, with Elizabeth Moss and what's his name? Oliver Jackson Cohen from, most of you probably know him from The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix. It's the movie coming out on the 28th of February is The Invisible Man. Have you seen the trailer for this one?
I haven't seen the trailer.
It's pretty good. This one, I actually saw the trailer for this one a few weeks ago. And, I mean, it's then the, if you ever, I mean, it looks nothing like the original, you know, the old black and white one. It doesn't look anything like Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon. I mean, it looks a lot more thriller-ish, a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? It mess with your mind type movie. But it looked pretty good. The trailer that I saw, it looked pretty good. I think if I had the time on the 28th, I'd probably go see this one. So back to my original question, February, we've got three different horror movies coming out. Fantasy Island on the 14th, The Boy 2 on the 21st, and then The Invisible Man on the 28th. Do you think any of them are going to do any good?
The Invisible Man.
Probably, yeah. Just because
of what I know from like past history of it, yeah. Invisible Man. I haven't seen the trailer, so I'm just going off of what I know prior. I actually think Fantasy Island may fall on the radar a little bit, but I think since it comes out Valentine's Day weekend, uh-huh. I think that might boost up a couple more views on it.
Yeah,
because not everybody's gonna want to see Sonic.
Yeah.
And, you know, Valentine's Day is obviously the whole couple's going out and out of, you know, they want to see something scary. So
yeah,
I think I can see that is going to hold up. The Boy 2, I think is, I don't think it's going to do that well.
Probably a bomb. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a sequel that nobody asked for.
Yeah.
And the way they end, like the first one, I thought was cool. I didn't think it wasn't great. It was good. You know, that's it.
Had a good twist at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Like, it was nothing, like, super to be super excited for a sequel. It was just good. Like, I enjoyed it. I watched it. Would I watch it again? Probably not. I already saw it, and the first time is enough.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, but I it's think like the watching, Hollow Man. It's like watching, Signs over again. It's not really a point, or not Signs, but The Sixth Sense. It's not really a point in watching The Sixth Sense over again, because, you know, the ending, pretty much like any M. Night Shyamalan movie, you don't really need to watch any of them ever again, just because you know the ending, you know the twist. And I agree with you. Going into The Boy 2, we already know the twist. We already know what's going up, unless they pull another freaky twist on us. There's really not a need, like you said, for the movie. So.
There's not much in the horror genre, like, period, that I've seen that's coming that I'm really, like, super excited for, except Candyman.
Yeah, Candyman. Candyman's, it's not on our list, but, yeah, I'm definitely yeah,
just, like, just a random thought, like, out of all horror movies I've seen, like, are coming that, from what I can remember, Candyman's the only one that I know that's coming. It might be 2021. May not be 2020.
No, it's this year. It's just, I think it's...
I don't know. I can't keep up with all these movies.
I think it's August, sometime right after summer, maybe. I was looking through 2020, and I'm pretty sure it's here. Okay. It's in this year. So that one I'm excited for, too. But we'll have to get you on back either before or after when we get some. We haven't had a trailer for that one.
Yeah, because I know they still like doing. I think I don't even know if they're starting filming production.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let me check.
I know they have like casting, and the original girl from the old Candyman is coming back. I just saw an article. Yeah. but I don't know if
2020
started. Oh, this year?
It's oh man. Set for June 12th.
Really? Oh, that's perfect. That's my grandma's birthday is a little after that. So
there you go. Yo,
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, that one will be in our next one. Yeah, we'll have to have you back for the next quarter's movie list. We can talk about it once we get.
That's lit, yo. I got my nipples hard now. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, Fantasy Island. I agree with you. I could see doing pretty well for being a more of a couples movie on the 14th. But Invisible Man, I think we'll do the best out of those three horror movies for February.
Yeah,
for sure. And with that, it brings us to March. March 6th, we have the Disney movie Onward. Looked a lot like kind of like a D&D Dungeons and Dragons type movie. Credit the trailers look really good, I'm pretty excited about this one. Got Tom Holland, Chris Pratt, Octavia Spencer, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Got a pretty good cast on this one. You see the trailer for this?
No.
You haven't saw the trailer for this one? It looks pretty funny.
No.
The synopsis says it's set in a suburban fantasy world. Two teenage elf brothers embark on a quest to discover if there's still magic out there. And from the trailers, it looks like, their dad is gone or something. And they, part of one trailer I saw, they like trying to bring him back, but they only bring half of him back. It's like, they only bring like his bottom half back. So it's like only is like a pair of trousers walking around, and they have to go find, the rest of him or whatever. It looks pretty good. I'll probably go watch this one. Probably going to go watch it anyway because of my kids, but I was actually pretty excited about this one when I saw the trailer for it. Looks pretty good. So, and the next weekend we have another doubleheader. We've got My Spy with Dave Bautista. Have you seen the trailer for, have you even heard about this one? Dave Bautista's.
I didn't even hear about it.
I really haven't either. I think I saw one trailer or mention of it or something. It basically looks like what was that show with the old show with Burt Reynolds? He has a kid with him. He's a cop. It's gonna bug me. Basically, it looks like any of those movies with the big tough guy teaming up with a kid. Type movie.
Oh, Bautista had hair. I'm like looking it up now. He has hair in this movie.
Yeah.
Like on his head.
On his head and the beard, yeah.
It looks weird because, like, I'm already used to him being bald.
Yeah.
But it makes his head look very, like, a oddly shaped lima bean.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. Anyway, that's got My Spy with Dave Bautista, but it's going up against Bloodshot with Val Kilmer. Vin Diesel. Val Kilmer. I almost said Val Kilmer.
Familia. Oh, wow. Well, My Spy looks like it's going to be a family movie.
Family movie, yeah. My Spy.
Yeah. Bloodshot, is
not. Both PG-13. Well, I don't know.
Are they really?
Well, I guess I spoke too soon. Sorry. Bloodshot doesn't have a rating on the IMDb page yet. So who knows? They could still go for R rating, which I think would be kind of cool.
Let me see. You know what? Bloodshot came out in a good like time, because, the superheroes right now are like the biggest grabs.
Uh-huh.
But, and it's Vin Diesel. I guess it's going to do good money. I'm not excited for Vin Diesel. Like, I mean, Bloodshot's cool, but I like Bloodshot, but I don't really care for Vin Diesel. Like, I prefer him to be like I like the fan casting of him being Black Bolt.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't talk, and I was fine with that. But then, now he's acne. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked good. I think Bloodshot's going to do better just because it's had more publicity. It's had more promotion. Yeah. I said, I hadn't really seen anything from MySpy until I started looking up this list. And again, it's kind of a rehash of what's already been done before. You know, The Rock's done it. Like I said, there was that one immediately came to mind. I can't remember the name, but with Burt Reynolds did it. Hulk Hogan's done it. You know, all these, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's done it. They've all done it.
Yeah.
So it's a movie that's already been made before. So I think I'm going to go see Bloodshot. If I go see a movie that weekend, I'm going to go see Bloodshot for sure.
Most definitely.
And I think Bloodshot's going to take it that weekend too. The trailers looked pretty good. Action looked pretty good. Graphics looked pretty good. I'm going to go. My money's on Bloodshot that weekend. That leads us to next weekend. We got another horror movie coming out. The sequel to A Quiet Place. A Quiet Place 2. Is coming out on the 20th of March. Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, John Krasinski's directing again. I love the first one. Pretty excited about it, about the sequel. My only gripe with it is I was hoping that instead of, you know, a continuation of the wife and kids story, I was hoping that we would get somebody else's story, another
family who survived.
Yeah, like on the other side. And the events
took place the same time that theirs did.
Kind of like Cloverfield did, you know, the Cloverfield series. Somebody else, maybe on the other side of the, you know, of the continent or whatever. Some other survivors. See how they dealt with having to be soundless. But you know, take what we can get. The first one was, like I said, was really good, and so I'm pretty excited about this one. Emily Blunt is one of my crushes, my celebrity crushes. So I'm not going to complain anymore about not having to, you know, I'm not going to complain about having to see her on screen by any means, but yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good turnout for this one. I don't know what you think. I haven't seen any trailers for it yet. There are trailers out, but I haven't watched them yet.
Yeah. I mean, this one is one of those sequels that I don't know how many people actually wanted to see the sequel, but it makes a lot of sense the way they ended the first one. So I really like the first one. And the thing with sequels is that it can either make you or break you as far as like the franchise goes.
Yeah.
So I like the first one so much that I'm like, I don't know if I want to see a sequel, because if the sequel's not as good or doesn't keep up, then it's going to mess the whole series up. Because then you're just going to keep looking at the sequel. Like, oh, the Quiet Place, great movie. The second one sucked. You know, not many movies have like a fantastic, like the one franchise that I've been watching back to back because the baby's like interested in it is Toy Story.
Yeah.
A Toy Story is the one franchise that gets it right every time.
Yeah, they haven't had a bad one. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, like that's perfect. And four movies that came out in different time eras. And each one is as good as the last. Or even sometimes better in other aspects.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. But that's the only thing about Quiet Place. Like, I really like the first one. I remember seeing the first one and everybody fell asleep on me. House was like fading, like he was watching it.
My and wife,
damn, like, you can't even fart in that place. That's crazy. Like one fart and you eating. It's ridiculous. Those are fast too. Like, yeah, y'all use this over there.
I know. My wife fell asleep in the first one just because it was so quiet. You know, there was nothing going on sound wise. And so she dozed off, and I kept having to nudge him, like, you're missing all the good parts. Like, anyway, yeah, it was, first one was crazy. So I'm super excited to see this one. I was super impressed, you know, most of all by John Krasinski's directing skills. I'm pretty sure that was his first time as a director, and he freaking nailed it. So let's see if he can pull it off again. Hopefully he can. I'll probably go see it if I got some time. All right, the last movie for this first quarter of 2020, coming out on March 27th. I think, I'll just say it. It's Mulan. Mulan, the live remake.
Okay. But part of their Disney, like, hey, let's make these in real people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, looking down the list, this one could very potentially be the biggest moneymaker
of the
first quarter.
Yeah, I agree.
I think
Disney, Mulan. I remember Mulan was like a huge movie because I was a kid when Mulan cartoon came out.
Uh-huh.
And I remember like all the McDonald's had everything.
Uh-huh.
Mulan, kids loved it. Those same adults, you know, kids grew up, they're adults now, they got their own kids. And that one f***ing movie makes the most sense to have a live action.
Yeah.
Like, out of all the damn movies they keep going live action for, you know, like, even Cats got a live action. But, but Lion King didn't need it. Aladdin, Aladdin is okay, I guess. Beauty and the Beast, eh. But Mulan makes anything grounded to reality.
Yeah. And that was like,
you know, like
out of the animated movies, that one was like the most grounded in reality. Like, I was reading somewhere that if you notice, like in the and I never noticed this until I read it, but in the cartoon, there's only like three songs in that whole movie. And that's very odd for a Disney movie. You know, Disney movies have, you know, upwards of 6, 7, 8 songs sometimes in the movie. Mulan only has like 3 songs, and they're all in the beginning. As soon as they come across that village that was attacked, like, and they all realize that, you know, this is real, this is war. There's no songs after that. Like, it's all business. It's not lighthearted at all after that. I mean, there's some funny bits, you know, throughout the rest of the movie, but no lighthearted music, no songs, nothing after that. And so I agree with you. This one is definitely one of the more deserving ones of a live remake. And I'm pretty excited that they, like, in the trailers, they kept the, you know, the old oriental movie, you know, kung fu movie feel to it. Like, you got, I mean, it's real. It's real life movie, live action. But you know, they're still doing, you know, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon stuff and kind of flying through the air and doing some of that crazy stuff. So I'm excited for this one.
I think that's going to be Disney's, like, of the year, Disney's first, like, big money maker for them.
Yep, I think so too.
All the other movies might do well, but this one is going to be the money grab for them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially you got Donnie Yen, Jet Li, Jason Scott Lee, some pretty big. I'm super excited and super happy that they kept all the cast. Asian.
So who's the is it, there gonna be another dragon?
No dragon.
No?
Damn. No Mushu. Nothing on here.
I'm relating Mushu.
They got the cricket. They got a cricket. But no Mushu. So that was one thing that everybody's hoping for, is to have, you know, Eddie Murphy come back and play Mushu, but
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, man. I don't want to see Eddie Murphy as a dragon. I want to see him voice a dragon.
Yeah.
No, but like you. Eddie Murphy's been killing it. Like I don't know if you've seen the My Name Is Dolomite.
I haven't seen it. It's been on my watch list though. I just haven't got time to watch it.
That movie, like, it was longer than expected, but I got hooked on it. I started watching it in the living room, had to go upstairs and just continued. I'm like, I can't stop watching this. This is good. Damn, yeah. Man, no Mushu. Damn, I'm bummed out now.
I know. That's the one thing. That's the one thing that I'm, yeah. Yeah, nothing. But like I said, it's, they're going to, from what I've seen in the trailers and what I've read on it, it's definitely going to be more grounded in reality than the other ones. So I'm not either. They don't even have what's his name, her beau, the guy that she was interested in the cartoon. I'm trying to, like, they don't even have him in here, so on the cast list. So I'm pretty sure that they're going more historic with this.
Yeah,
because in the actual story of it all, like, she doesn't have a love interest. So
So they're just sticking with the straight Mulan story.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So
ain't too bad.
They probably don't expect any of the songs either. So
that's fine. I'm not really into musicals. That's part of the reason why I didn't see Beauty to be. I be honest with you, now I'm thinking about it, I haven't seen any of the live action Disney movies.
You're not missing much so far.
Yeah, like Beauty and the Beast is too much singing. I didn't care for it. Lion King, didn't care for it. Aladdin, I'm okay. You know, like, if I see it, cool. If I don't, it is what it is. But Mulan, I'm actually will see, whether it be in movies or like Disney Plus when it comes out eventually. But
yeah, speaking of Disney Plus, I really, one of the remakes that Disney did but didn't release in theaters, I really liked Lady and the Tramp. If you have time to watch that on Disney Plus, it's pretty good.
Oh, it's on there.
Yeah. They just, as soon as they, you know, dropped Disney Plus, it was on there. It's just streaming. They didn't release it to theaters or nothing, but it's pretty good. I think there's a few songs in that one, but is really well done. Really well done remake. I liked it a lot. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, because there's a couple movies I would like. I would be okay with seeing live action. Mulan being one of them. Hercules, man, because Hercules was one of my favorite Disney movies. Period.
Uh huh.
But his story alone, we've seen it done. That type of era movie.
So many times.
So it'll do good as a live action. As long as they keep the humor, because I think that was one of the main focus points of Hercules.
They need to do a Sword in the Stone movie, dude. Like, that's like. King Arthur's another one that has been done so many times, but like that's probably one of my favorite. That's like one of my favorite animated movies growing up as a kid. Like watching that one, like that, I really like that one. I'd be cool to see a live remake of Sword in the Stone, but that's just me. But yeah, man, that's it. That's the first quarter of 2020. Got some fairly big movies coming up, so you putting all your money on Mulan? You think that's going to be the money taker for everything, or what you thinking?
As far as the first quarter, I'm tossed between Mulan, Sonic, and maybe Birds of Prey. Maybe.
Okay,
those are the three solid movies.
Yeah,
different reasons.
Yeah, I could definitely. I'll get with that. I'm going to put some money on Onward. Like I said, that one was really, I think that one's got some pretty good hype.
Yeah.
The other Disney movie in March, but I think Mulan's going to be, I think it's going to be the biggest moneymaker. Bloodshot is another one I think will do pretty good.
Oh, I forgot about Bloodshot. Bloodshot's gonna do good. I don't know if it's gonna keep up with the rest, but it's gonna do good.
It's gonna do pretty good. I think it's good. I'm just hoping that you know, a company who's not Marvel or DC. I'm just hoping that, you know, was it Variant?
Valiant.
Valiant, yeah. I'm just hoping that, you know, they can get some success and keep it going. We can see some other, you know, other.
Yeah, because I know Tom McFarlane's still working on the Spawn.
Uh-huh.
So I think that, I mean, Spawn alone is going to, even though he's outside from like Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
Spawn's a pretty big name.
He's pretty big, yeah.
So I don't think he needs the, like, to see if it works. I think it's going to work, period. The Bloodshot is either going to do really good or really bad. I don't think there's no in between for Bloodshot.
I'm looking now at Bloodshot, going back to that. They've got Sony Pictures, Columbia Pictures, Bona Film, Valiant Entertainment. So they've got those are the production companies. They got some pretty big names behind them. So,
because if it does that, it's another Hellboy.
Basically, that's the first quarter. We'll have to come back at the end, towards the end of the first quarter, second quarter, beginning of the second quarter, go over the second quarter's upcoming movies and kind of look back and see how these movies held up to our predictions.
Yeah, second quarter is probably going to have better, bigger movies.
It's some pretty big ones. Like Candyman, like I said, is in there.
Man. I think Black Widow.
Widow's in May, I think. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty good. Second quarter is going to be pretty good. And there's some other ones coming up in the third and fourth quarter even that, like I said, I didn't catch in, they flew under my radar in 2019, but they're definitely on my watch list now that I realized that they're coming out. So, oh, next quarter in, what is it? Wonder Woman's coming out. Is Wonder Woman 2020 or is 2021? I always forget.
That's this year.
That's right. So yeah. Wonder Woman, I think, is next quarter too. So yeah, we got a big year coming up for movies. So I'm pretty excited. But like I said, that's all we've got for tonight. You have any plans to start up your YouTube channel again here anytime soon?
I mean, I don't know exactly when, because I've been like, work has been ridiculous. I don't know, like, if I come back, I don't know, like, what angle or approach I'm gonna take. Yeah. But right now I'm like licking my wounds. I'm getting like all content in. Like, I'm trying to catch up on some shows that I've been slacking on. Comic reading I've been slacking on. Like, I waited for Doom, because Doomsday Clock finished like a couple weeks ago. So I was waiting, because they kept releasing them one every like 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And this comic's been pushed like 50 billion times. But reading it, I didn't want to read it and then stop. Okay, I read the first three and I got impatient waiting for the next one. So I said, you know, I'm just going to wait for all of them, period, and then binging on that. So I'm going to catch up on some comic reading. Video games, I just got Spider-Man. Spider-Man's been out for over a year.
I know, I haven't got it either.
I got it for $17. That's the main reason I bought it. Yeah, and then just been going to the gym a lot. So I've really been focusing on that part of my life, like physically trying to get myself where I want to be.
Good.
Yeah, because, yeah, mentally being drained out, work is ridiculous. Like, I was, like, keeping up, and then, like, a lot of my editing time would be at work or, like, in between stuff. Yeah. Or even at home. But, yeah, it just things been ridiculous. But when I come back, I'm going to come back stronger. That's how I see it.
Cool. Good. We'll link your channel in the description anyway. People can go watch your old stuff and
yeah, exactly. I still got good content on there. Yeah.
Subscribe and get ready for your next wave.
Word.
So, all right, man. Thanks for joining us once again. you check Raph out at That Guy Raph on YouTube. We've got more stuff coming up our way. So stay tuned, subscribe to our channel, you know, share, do the whole bit. But for now we will, sign off and we'll just say, keep on nerding on, UFOFers.
Thanks for listening, UFOFers. Now it's time for some shameless plugs. Find us on Facebook in two different locations. First, our group, Fortress of Fandom. Come join our happy little family. Then, like our page, Fortress of Fandom Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at the FOF Pod. Email us with any questions or comments about the episode at thefof.pod@gmail.com. We are the official podcast of Sugar Glider Comics, written by Shelby Webb and her father, Jason. Check out their work at sugarglidercomics.com. That's sugargliderComics, comics with an X.com. Music was written and provided by my brother, Hayden, at twostepcuts.com. Check him out for all of your music editing needs. If you're listening to this podcast, congratulations, you found us. Be sure to follow and subscribe. If you like the episode, share, like, and comment. It helps with our circulation and getting us recognized. And once again, thanks for listening. Tune in next time for more nerd news.